Our starter topic be, since we're definitely gonna be switching conversations a few times.
I don't know. What has Brandon been up to? Have you talked to him?
I asked him if he was free today, just in case.
What did he say?
But he's not. Yeah, he's working. He asked me about when that D&D thing was.
Oh, yes. 20.
Or not D&D, I'm sorry, Magic the Gathering and Socorro.
Yeah. Well, you for Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna
be,
playing board games with Eric.
I mean, yeah, whatever. I want to bring you guys with me because it's fun. And also, like, I don't want to, like, hold you guys hostage because I'm the one driving. But, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, what is it?
It's the cinnamon twist.
Oh, okay.
I've heard that these things are just, like,
so I can knock off churro.
Well, yeah, but it's like, it's a rotini pasta that's been boiled and then like deep fried and then thrown cinnamon sugar on that shit.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I have a ton of that kind of pasta, so I might do that. I have a deep fryer too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We never fucking use it. We use it sometimes. Are we recording right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, I got the app.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was just a timer for you to, like, I was looking at your computer screen.
No, my Audacity's exporting the file, and then I'm going to go on the website and then put it on my podcast.
Okay. Yeah, we have a deep fryer, but we never fucking use it. We use it a couple times for fries, because they just taste better. Actually deep fried than just throwing them in the oven.
Yeah.
And we tried it for okra. I fucking love okra.
Oh my god. I can get down on some fucking... You know what I found on... Before I say what I'm going to say, I will also say, you're not much of a deep fried person.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, so...
No, I am not.
At Albertsons, they have okra chips. It's like dehydrated okra, so it's nice and crunchy.
Yeah.
So when you bite into it, it's really nice, but it's a bit... There's always going to be slime when it comes to okra.
Yeah.
Okay. But just so good.
I don't care for, like, health reasons. I eat, like, fucking garbage. But, like, deep fry stuff is just so... It's greasy. I mean, obviously. Even when I fry up some pork chops, I love the taste of frying up a pork chop in a pan. Mm-hmm. But I have to pat it really, really, really... Well, I hate the grease so much. I hate it.
I love frying pork chops. You know what I fry the pork chops with? Carrots and potatoes.
Ooh, yeah.
And onions as well. Carrot, potatoes, and onions are like my go-to combination vegetables.
I sometimes do apples. Caramelize some apples.
I never thought of that.
It's really fucking good. I've tried, sometimes I also like oven-baked pork chop, but I tried to, one time I tried to throw the apples in there, and I didn't throw anything else with the apples, and they got so dry. Like, when you bite into it, it's softer on the inside,
but it has
this...
Wait, you just cooked the apples?
I cooked the apples on top of the pork chop. Like, I sliced an apple, or, like, maybe two apples, and I, put the slices on top of the pork chop, and like the slice that was not on the pork chop got really dry, and the slice that was on the pork chop got caramelized. So like, if you're gonna do something like that, please flip your apples. And you sometimes they get a little burned, and then it's just not even worth it anymore.
For you, maybe. For me, I eat burnt shit all the time.
Yeah, but like burnt apple.
That's not gonna stop me.
Okay.
Nothing stuck me.
I did not like it that much.
I once ate it.
It's delicate.
When my aunt once burnt a tortilla, a flour tortilla, to an entire... It was incinerated, and I ate that whole thing.
Oh, God. I like some crisp. Like, if I burn a tortilla a little bit, it's still pretty good.
My mom is always...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, my mom is always like, every time she burns pieces of chicken, she's always like, those are for Richard.
I love burnt meat, though. I hate when people, even if it's a joke, I hate when people are like, I don't know how to say, just like, they pretend to look down on you because I like well done or burnt meat instead of fucking whatever medium rare bullshit.
I don't have time. I'm hungry. I need to eat. Yeah, I hate when people do that. They're just like, well, guess you don't know how to eat your, cook your meat. Yeah, I don't care either.
It tastes good. Shut the fuck up.
It's just...
Leave me alone.
Every time someone says that to me, I'm just like, I don't fucking care, dude. Mm-hmm. I don't care about your shit. You can be a barbecue master all you want.
And you know,
I don't care.
Excuse me. You know how picky I am. Yes. I don't like the texture or the chewiness of rare stuff, anything that isn't well done. And even then, like, well done, I really prefer it to be a little bit burnt.
If you're gonna offer to cook me a steak, don't cook me a steak. Slow cook me.
I'll cook you a steak to the way we both like it.
Yes. No, I was gonna say, you know what I really, really like on barbecue? Slow cooked brisket. Oh,
that's so good.
Shit, that shit makes my pussy wet. It's so good! Oh. I made some meatballs and I have barbecue sauce from the meatballs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know why I don't care for meatballs that much.
Yeah, I don't...
It's all it is a fucking sphere of meat, but it ends up tasting different. Listen! It's called a meatball for a reason!
I think I'm gonna call all my meatballs a meat sphere.
Excuse me, it's a sphere of meat. It's a... I don't know why it tastes different from like fucking the meatloaf or whatever.
Oh, I got... you know, I have to be in a mood for meatloaf.
Me too. I like meatloaf with lots of ketchup that's been... Like the ketchup that's cooked on top of it, that's just a little bit burnt. The meatloaf can be burnt, but like I like the ketchup to be a little bit burnt. Because if it's too burnt, then it's just like nothing.
Not me. I don't like ketchup on mine. I like barbecue sauce on mine.
Okay, that's fair. I don't care too much for Worcestershire sauce.
I've never had it.
It's You're not missing out. You can try it. I'm not gonna tell you it sucks.
If it happens, it happens.
My dad.
Uh-huh. What?
All right. The way that he... The way that my mom would make him meatloaf... I mean, just the normal way, but she usually put, like, extra ketchup instead of Worcestershire sauce. And one time she tried it with the sauce, and,
Did she throw the meatloaf out the fucking window?
Almost. I had some, but my dad was like, it's too spicy.
What? Is Worcestershire sauce spicy?
Not like fucking chili. I mean, it has like a peppery bite to it, I guess, but it's not, I wouldn't call it
like
spicy.
Pepper the spice?
I guess.
Like the seasoning pepper?
Yeah.
That's, your dad's a wimp.
Listen, I know. But like at this, he said it was, he did not like the spice. And at the same time, he always says that he loves like hot chili.
Uh-huh.
But then when it comes to pepper, everything is too spicy.
That's really weird.
I know. No, I mean, Worcestershire sauce has, like, a bite to it, but I wouldn't fucking call it spicy. Because spicy has, like, a certain connotation to it. When I think of spicy, I think of, like, chili.
Yeah. Whoops. Some links you can check out. God, my fucking fingers don't work. My hands get really shaky for some reason.
Have you eaten anything other than this? Richard!
What?
That's why you're, that's probably why your hands are shaky. That happens to me, too. If I don't eat something for, like, a period of time, I get shaky.
I always shake, though.
Eat a banana.
So, like...
Eat, like, 7 bananas. Get some potassium in there.
If we had bananas, I'd totally be chowing down on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... I'm always shaky. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. That's why, like, when
eat
you ask...
Eat more bananas.
I eat...
Buy more bananas and eat them, Richard.
Lord! Trust me. I eat plenty of bananas and other vegetables and fruits and all that shit that grows on trees and shrubs.
I don't know. Fucking early onset Parkinson's. I don't know.
God. It's... It may happen.
God. I know I have arthritis. Arthritis runs in my family.
Ugh.
And, like, I know when it's gonna rain or snow. I feel it in my joints. I feel it in my ankles, my wrists, and my fingers. And
you feel it in your bones, literally?
Yes, I do. Ugh.
Oh, that's awful.
Ah, it is. And, like, I can, I can't wash my, like, when I feel the onset of arthritis, I can't wash my hands or, like, take a bath in hot water. It fucking hurts. I have to do warm water.
No, I get it. I'll
just
do that.
I'm sure there's a science behind that, but I have no fucking idea.
Here's the science behind it.
What?
Hot water's too hot.
on normal days, I take super fucking hot showers.
Yeah, because you're as cold as a fucking Jiffy Pop.
I'm a fucking banshee.
You're an otter pop, my dude.
But otter pops are those long popsicles. I just call them popsicles. I know everyone has like 80 different fucking names for those things.
Well, we have.
It's been like a dumb internet debate everywhere.
We don't have to worry about that. We're Mexican. We have bolis.
Yeah.
So I love bolis.
I haven't had one of those popsicles since I was a child.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. My grandma got us a giant fucking box. A giant box of these popsicles. Bless you.
Oh, I remember those boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Those things are ridiculous. Even the regular boxes, I'm just like, Jesus, that's a lot of popsicles.
Listen, they're cheap and they're flavorful.
I know. What the shit is this?
What the shit is what? Oh, that? I don't know. Fucking wrap? A melt? I don't know what they call them at Taco Bell.
It's like refried beans and cheese.
I don't think I've ever had Taco Bell.
If I wanted refried beans and cheese, I would have made it in my kitchen.
Guess what Yessie got?
Yeah, pretty much. He got the $5 boxes, though.
Okay. Tell me when you need to get to the library. Bip.
She hasn't replied yet?
Not yet. Mm. That's fine, whatever.
That thing scared me when I was in college.
What?
The email system.
Oh, me too. Oh, my God. Same with Blackboard. I had Blackboard in my senior year of high school here. Mm-hmm. And it was a pain in the ass. I had to take I took Spanish throughout all of my high school and middle school because... In middle school, we were supposed to take Spanish and French as classes.
I do not like that.
And in middle school, I know some Spanish because I grew up around it.
Oh, yeah, you talked to my mom in Spanish. So
a little bit, yeah. I can understand a little more than I speak. But anyway, in middle school, I realized I was Spanish illiterate. Because, like, my grandma on my mom's side... Mm-hmm. Pretty much everyone on my mom's side, all the Spanish speakers, they're illiterate in Spanish because my grandma, she never finished school. I think she left school maybe middle school. She never made it to high school.
Oh, really?
She worked in fields and stuff. She picked onions, potatoes, that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. And my grandpa, he knew how to spell some things.
Uh-huh.
And he knew how to read. But he wasn't as, you know, he wasn't as adept. He wasn't as educated either.
Mm.
So, never learning Spanish other than, like, the alphabet and some of the days.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were taught the alphabet numbers and days in elementary school also. I realized in my middle school class that I have no fucking idea how to spell Spanish. The biggest example that totally fucking blew my mind. My grandma's accent was, okay, it was the word huevo.
Uh-huh.
And my grandma's accent to me, and I can still picture it in my mind, huevo is W-E-B-O.
Huevo.
That's how I spelled it. And it turns out it's not that.
The way you speak and the way it's spelled out is tricky as fuck.
It is. Especially, is oh my god, just...
You know how to spell Wevel?
Yeah, I do know. H-U-E-V-O.
Okay.
Yeah. I know how to spell Spanish now, but like in fucking, when I was 10, 11 years old, that fucking blew my mind. I was like, what the fuck is this?
You know what? Honestly, I felt the same way when I learned how to spell certain words that I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up in a very, very, very Mexican family.
Oh, yeah.
And I personally grew up Americanized. So mm-hmm. I went to an English-speaking school, obviously, in Arizona and shit. So I would always speak English. Some of the shit I learned blew my goddamn mind.
I know. That, I don't know why that reminded me. When I was like 4, 5, 6 years old, somewhere around there. Every weekend, I would go to one of my grandma's houses and spend the weekend there. And when I went to my Mexican grandma's house, I found this book. It was, I don't know if it was actually like a learn how to read English book or if it was a children's book. I don't know. But she used it to learn English. And it's, it was very simple words. The fucking premise of it was a little fucked up.
What was the premise?
Okay, so, there's a tree, and then there was a girl tree, and this, the boy tree really liked the girl tree, but then the boy tree was cut down, and he went into a factory. He went into a factory, and then all of his branches were cut off, and he was turned into a telephone pole, and then he was a sad tree. And then he saw that the tree next to him was the girl tree that he liked, and they started growing branches, and that's the fucking book.
I'm sorry, did you just describe an episode of Love, Sex, and Robots?
It sounds like
Love, Death,
like
and Robots?
It sounds like it, huh?
What the shit?
But no, it was a fucking, I don't know if it was a children's book or like a learn how to read English book, but it had very simple sentences from English.
What the fuck?
I don't know, that the illustrations kind of haunt me because it was almost monochromatic. Have you seen like an old-ish book that's like kind of yellowed and all the colors a little faded?
Yep, but, old Disney books.
But like the quality of the book isn't bad, it's just, it's old, so it's faded. That's what it looked like?
That's terrifying.
It was, yeah.
That story itself will haunt me for the-
Listen, that's exactly why I brought it up.
Oh, God.
I remember it, and I wish I could, like, redraw the... I might try to redraw those illustrations, but...
Do it in a very creepy way.
Oh, God. But I don't remember what it said. I just...
Make shit up.
God.
The children's book. Someone made that shit up.
Yeah. I tried Googling it, and I can't fucking find it.
Really?
I mean, like, there's just some things that you... Sometimes you'll just never be able to find.
Don't even tell me about that shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know. Your card.
You know, Danny said that I was gonna go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? He may be right.
Yeah.
Because...
Let me adjust my cape.
I don't think I will ever find this fucking card game. It was really pretty, too. Okay. Whatever. It's just refried beans and cheese and, okay, like, that meat. I love Taco Bell seasoning.
I was just gonna say, I do, too. Ugh. Mm. Whenever we're making, anything, we usually get Taco Bell seasoning.
Someone's just like, it's not real taco. It's not real taco.
Who
meat.
Gives a shit?
Yeah.
You don't buy it for authentic Mexican. You buy it for fucking food. Yeah. At like 2 a.m. You buy it for the vague sustenance it provides.
Well, why didn't I buy fucking hot Cheetos for the authentic Mexican taste? No! Because it's my garbage food and I like shoving it in my holds.
Brandon.
I'm eating this.
Oh, here, let me type it out then.
Lords of the Waterdeep?
It should be Lords of, though, right?
No, it's Lords of Waterdeep.
Okay. There we go. That's Waterdeep. Okay.
There we go.
That fucking book haunts me.
I can't remember what haunts me.
Lots of things haunt me. I just block them out of my memory. And then I'll suddenly remember it and I'm like, oh, I don't want to know that.
I was having a good day. I got ice cream and everything. Alright, shall we get started on the next episode?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Let me just... Boop.